All right. So do you believe the CNN story about North Korea?
Kim Jong-un? No one knows. Well, I'm going to make one point, which is that the North Koreans are not denying it. Now, there are strange information strategy, but given how important Kim Jong-un is to the whole North Korean setup, you would have thought that if the great leader, as they call him, was vigorous and strong and healthy and fit, they would be going out of their way to say that this whole story is malicious and untrue and would be denying it. So the fact that they're not denying it, that they've said absolutely nothing, does make one wonder. I mean, the source of it is that he hasn't been seen now for over 11 days. He's disappeared from the scene, effectively, now, and hasn't turned up at certain ceremonies. Now, North Korean leaders tend to be extremely, they're laws unto themselves. They appear and disappear when they want to. And if we were talking about his father, Kim Jong-il, who was great leader for a long time, a lot of the time, he used to disappear for months on end, leading all kinds of speculation about him. And then he'd suddenly resurface and it was, it turned out that he was fine. But Kim Jong-un is a different kind of great leader. He has made a trademark on the fact that he's visible. So the fact that he's been invisible for so long does beg questions. So, you know, the answer is we don't know. And that does create some uncertainties. There's also rumors, by the way, that Pyongyang, which is the capital, is in some form of lockdown at the moment. I mean, that may be corona related, or it may be because of the, that they're tightening up security because the great leader is ill. Who knows?
Yeah, and it is coming from fake news CNN. So we don't know that you know, he really has vanished. The great leader, as you say. There could be four of him. Who knows?
Who knows?
Well, Alexander, the Western mainstream media is playing up his younger sister a lot. Kim Yo-young. She's all over the place now as the heir apparent.
Well, that's right. I find that difficult to believe, actually. I mean, I don't know very much about social attitudes in North Korea. I mean, who does? But I would have thought this was a sort of rather old-fashioned society. I would have thought that if they wanted another great leader, they would want that person to be a man. And I wonder whether a woman would have quite the same authority as a man would. But, you know, she has been given a great deal of prominence. And if he is ill, if he really is ill, it does beg the question of who's in charge. Because in North Korea, everything ultimately depends on the great leader. And he has not designated a successor. I mean, he's very young. He's still in his 30s. He seemed to be in reasonably good health, as far as we knew. And he clearly expected to be around for a long time. So he hadn't picked anybody. I mean, Kim Jong-il, his father, picked him. And the previous great leader, the first great leader, Kim Il-sung, picked Kim Jong-il. So without a clearly designated successor and the most prominent member of the family being the sister, it does create great level of uncertainty, I would have thought. But the other point, of course, is if he's ill and, you know, it's been run by a committee, are these people in North Korea going to be very able to take strong decisions without Kim Jong-un there? Because, of course, if Kim Jong-un recovers and comes back and doesn't like some of the things they've done, well, what would be consequences? We don't know.
Yeah, he's a young guy for it. I think the report was a heart surgery.
Yeah,
he's awfully young for
it. Does it doesn't that doesn't seem to make much sense to me. You also said that, you know, it's CNN, and we need to be very, very careful, because I mean, actually, as I understand it, this story originated from South Korea, and South Korea is a rumor factory about North Korea. You get all kinds of rumors about, you know, so and so has been shot and so and so's been executed, and then very often, and I've seen this happen, the person who's been executed suddenly reappears a few weeks later alongside Kim Jong-un. And it turns out that all those rumors were wrong. So, you know, this isn't a very well sourced story, to put it mildly. The only thing that makes one think that there may be something in it is, as I said, it does seem to be a break with his usual habits. He's usually fairly visible. And secondly, it's not been denied either. Now, as I said, North Korea, you can't place too much reliance on either of those two facts. But I wouldn't completely discount it, at least not for the moment.
All right. Well, we need to find Dennis Rodman. I think he knows.
Well, indeed. Absolutely. I mean, it's interesting. The people who've denied it are not the North Koreans. It's the Chinese. Yeah. The Chinese say they've heard nothing that, you know, would suggest that any of this is true. But then that's not a denial by, you know, fact or knowledge. It's a denial by non-knowledge. You know, we've not heard anything that makes us think this is true. But as you rightly said, I mean, you know, it seems that the Chinese, his allies don't particularly like him as a person. So maybe it's his friends in the US we should be looking to. Maybe a call, you know, to Pyongyang to find out how his dear friend is, the great leader, might actually elicit an answer. Who knows?
Interesting story to be taking place in the backdrop of all this CV stuff. Interesting story.
Well, indeed, absolutely. I mean, I should say something. If he is ill, and if he dies, it'd be a tremendous shock for North Korea. I mean, Kim Jong-il, his father, had been great leader for a fair amount of time. So, I mean, it wasn't a complete surprise. It didn't come out as a bolt out of the blue. But if they lose another great leader so soon after the previous great leader, given, as I said, how much publicity and prominence he's been given, I think that will be a shock both to the North Korean people and to the political system. So, it's interesting times. We'll just have to wait and see.
All right, let's get to our video.